Okay, a couple of weeks ago, Rabbi Cohn told a story in one of his Monday Musar Shmuzin that one of our alumni, just a couple of weeks after getting married, received a phone call from his wife saying, "I hope you're sitting down." And he said, "Okay, I'm sitting. What's the matter?" She said, "Well, I was in the pizza shop, and because I'm very firm, I wash on pizza. And when I washed, I took off my rings, including the $15,000 engagement ring you bought me, and I put it by the side of the sink. And I forgot to put it back on afterwards. And then by the time I remembered, I went back to the sink and it wasn't there anymore." So, yeah, so that was the situation. So the guy, thank God, Rabbi Cohn mentioned this in the Musar Shmuz because the guy handled it very well. He said, "Oh, I thought you had really bad news. This is just money." You know, so it was very, very noble of the fellow to react in such a way. It's the appropriate way to react. But that raised the question, the Rav Cohn suggested, we should have a 10-minute halacha here on whether one has to remove rings when they do Netilas Yadayim, when you wash your hands. So, and this would be no gaya to a man who wears a wedding band, which I guess we could do that as a separate 10-minute halacha shir, but this would be no gaya to men or women alike. It's not only, in fact, I found it funny a little bit that when the Kaf HaChaim talks about removing rings from the Netilas Yadayim, Kaf HaChaim, the whole discussion is in the masculine. When the Kaf HaChaim talks about it, it's all about he should remove his ring, it's all him. It's all in the masculine. He was Sephardic. So, you know, they usually have a little more bling than Ashkenazi Jews. But anyway, so that was, I don't know, maybe that's just the halachic terminology he uses. But let's try to figure out what exactly the issues are. So there is a Gemara Maseches Chulin and Daf Kuf Vav Am Beis, where the Gemara says, Kol Dover Shechotzitz B'Tevila B'Guf, Chotzitz B'Netilas Yadayim L'Chulin, U'B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Mikdash. That whatever is going to be a chatzitza to go to a mikvah, for a woman to go to the mikvah, is also going to be a chatzitza for Netilas Yadayim. So if a woman is not allowed to go to the mikveh with her ring on, she's not allowed to do Netilas Yadayim with her ring on. What is the rule about what is a chatzitza, what is not a chatzitza in terms of the mikveh? So for that, we have a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and a Gemara in Erevin as well. Same Gemara, it says, Dvar Torah, Rubo Makbid Alav Chotzitz. On a Daraisa level, in order to be a chatzitza, it needs to cover the majority of your body and be something that you don't always want there. But v'sheino makbid alav eino chotzeitz. If you're not makbid about it, it's not chotzeitz. V'gazru al rubo she'eino makbid mishum rubo amakbid val miyuto amakbid mishum rubo amakbid. But midrabanan, if something either covers the majority of your body, even if you always want it there, let's say you get some sort of spray-on tan that makes you look great, but it covers the majority of your body and it's actually above the surface of your skin, it's not absorbed into your skin, so it's the majority of your body, I don't care that you always want it there, midrabanan, that's chatzitza. Or more commonly, chatzitzos that cover the minority of your body, but they're things that you don't always want there. So anything that covers the minority of your body that you don't always want there is going to be chatzitza, and therefore by Netilas Yadayim as well. Anything that you're makbid that you don't always want there is going to be a chatzitza. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef in Simkov Samachalf B'Shem Nagos Hashri, Tzarech Lahasir HaTaba'as Me'al Yado B'Shas Netilas Yadayim, that one needs to remove the ring from their hands at the time of Netilas Yadayim. And he says, even though the Rokeach says otherwise, he said that's because the Rokeach thinks you only need to wash your hands up until the second knuckle. He doesn't think you have to wash all the way up until, and the rings normally aren't worn, it's very unusual to wear rings on the top two segments of the finger. The rings are always worn on the third segment of the finger. The Rokeach, Lishitaso, holds you don't have to wash that area, so that's why he says you don't have to remove your rings. But we, say the Beis Yosef, who hold that we have to wash our entire fingers at least, we do need to remove our rings. It's a mito sheino makbid alav, asks the Beis Yosef. So says the Beis Yosef, quoting the Rush in the name of the Raven in the Balei HaNefesh, that makpedes hilasiro b'shas lisha. No, you can say, well, my wife or my girlfriend or my sister or my mother always wears her ring. She never ever takes her rings off. So she's, how could you call that makbid? That's something she doesn't want there. She always wants it there. So says the Rush, not always. What about when she's baking challah and she's kneading dough? She'll take the ring off. She doesn't want to get dough stuck in the setting in between the diamond and whatever's holding it in place. Or she doesn't want dough stuck in there, so she's makbid to take it off when she needs the dough. If she's makbid to take it off when she needs the dough, that's called makbid. Even though right now she's not needing dough, she's going to the mikvah and she doesn't care about taking it into the mikvah, still, that's called makbid. And therefore, Paskin Shulchan Aruch Simkuf Samach Aleph Siv Gimel, Sarich Lahasir Atabas Me'al Yado B'Shas Netilas Yadayim. one must remove a ring from their finger at the time of Tilus Yadayim. Adds the Ramah, Fafilhu Rafui, even if it's very loose, the ring is loose. Why would you think the ring being loose is better? Because if it's loose, the water can get in underneath it. The Ramah says, I don't care that it's loose. Vafilu eino makbid alav b'shas natila, even though you think you're not makbid, holu makbid alav b'shas shos malacha, since you are makbid when you're doing work, like kneading dough, shlo yinifu, that shouldn't get messy. And then the Ramah says, and you should know some people are makel on this, v'nogu k'tsas lahakelimu rafui, some people are makel that if it's loose, that they say it's okay. Aval yesh lahachmir, ki ein anu b'kiyim eza mikri rafui. But the Ramah says, I don't buy it, I think we should be machmir, because we're not such b'kiyim, what's called rafui, what's not called rafui, what's called loose enough, what's not called loose enough. And therefore, you should always remove your ring when you do Netilas Yadayim. That's the Ramah. So, Rabbi Kohn said, we should have a 10-minute halacha, but here we're only 5 minutes into it, and we have an afna halacha and shulchan aruch and the Ramah. So what's the svara to say otherwise? It's befer. The Ramah even says, lo plug, I don't care how loose it is. You still need to remove the ring. So in order to understand the svara to be made, we first need to understand another tzad lahachmir. The other tzad lahachmir is halach and simon kuf samach beiz and shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch says when you wash netilas yadayim, you have to make sure that you don't have a tsrar o kiseim o shum davar acher. You don't have anything on your hand that blocks the way. Why? Because mayim is only metaher the mayim that's on your hand. Meaning, the first netila, the water gets tame from your hand. The second netila is metaher that and sends it off. So the second netila is only going to be metaher water that's already in contact with your hand. Water that's on a ring or a rock or anything else that's chatzitza will not become tar from the second netila, and therefore that water, when it washes off onto your finger, will go vayter b'metame your finger again, and then the netila will not have worked. So that's a separate halacha, not a chatzitza. Separate halacha, that the water, even if the item is not a chatzitza at all, that the water that's on top of whatever is on your hand is going to remain tameh and is then going to be metameh your hand. But, says Shulchan Aruch, v'im shofich revius mayim kach, asal yado ein tzarech lizar bekach. If you pour at least a revius of mayim at one time, then it's not going to be a problem to pour, if you pour at least a revius at one time, because then it's metire everything, right away. Such a massive amount of water. It's not so massive. Revius was few. Most of us, with our giant washing cups that we use, do pour a revius of mayim at one time. So that's why you don't have to worry about that issue. And therefore, all you really need to worry about is the chatzitza issue. So, who's makel with the rings? Chatzitza issue is still an issue. The Shulchan Aruch said, because of the chatzitza, it's still a problem. So there are two poskim that I saw that are somewhat makel. Number one, you have the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim in Simen Kuf Samech Aleph Sifkat Lamed Beis writes, Mi shebiyado taba'as zahav ve'even tova kavua ba. Mamish our case. You have a gold ring with a very precious stone in it. Umis yari lahasira me'etzbog sheyitol yadav pen yishkachena v'yignavua. Mamish our case. You're afraid to remove it because you might forget to put it back on. Someone's going to steal it. Yesh lo takana, says the Kaf HaChaim. There's a way to get around the problem. First you pour mayim al yado hayimanis shabat tabas. Let's assume you're wearing it on your right hand. First you pour water on your right hand to the extent that your whole hand gets wet. Then move the ring a little bit up or a little bit lower, and pour again. You don't have to worry about chatzitza because now you've moved the ring, and therefore you're hitting every spot on your hand. You don't have to worry about the other issue of having the water on top of the ring be metame your hand because you're pouring a revius all at one time. But he says, here's your problem. When you move the ring, you have to be moving your ring with a hand that's already been washed. Because if you're moving a ring with a hand that has not already been washed, then you're going to be metame it with you'll be metame yourself with your hand itself. Unless you hold al yidei davar acher, you take a shmata or something to move it. So if you have rings on both hands, had a problem. You're not going to be able to do this trick. So he does suggest this kula. The other one to suggest a kula is Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul. Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul in Tshuvas Or L'Tzion Chelik Beis Hilchos Netilas Yadayim was asked, Ha'im Nashim Tzuchas Asya Atabos Miyadim Mishas Netilas Yadayim, do women need to remove the rings at the time of Netilas Yadayim? And he says, B'yameinu Ein HaNashim Tzuchas Asya Atabos Miyadim Mishas Netilas Yadayim. Nowadays we don't have to remove the rings anymore. Af, even though even though it's very tight, and therefore you'd say for sure it's a chatzitza issue, said Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, no, it's not, because it's not makbid. What did we say the whole svara why we call rings makbid? Because when a woman needs dough, she'll take off her rings. Says Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, no, they don't. No women take off their rings when they need dough anymore. Women they're not makbid. They always leave the rings on. They leave it on while they're needing dough. So I saw that. I immediately texted my wife. When you need challah, do you take off your rings? So she said, yeah, of course. I always take off my rings when I need challah, when I'm needing dough for challah. I said, okay, I just wanted to know because I'm researching halakha topic. She says, oh, and here I was thinking that you were needing dough and wanted to know if you should remove your rings. So, okay, so she was funny. But but it seems I did a quick poll of any woman I've seen in the last 24 hours to ask, or any guy I've seen to ask if their wives remove rings. And everyone says their wives either wear gloves and therefore don't remove the ring, or remove their rings when they do the kneading. So I have no idea what, I don't know, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, in the Sephardic community in Eretz Yisrael, Tzion Abba Shaul is passing for, maybe it's different, but that's what his whole heter is based on. What you find, though, is that the two poskim that come up with kulas are the Kaf HaChaim and the Or LeZion, both Sephardic poskim. Notice the Ramah's language being very strong. Granted, the Ramah and the Mechaber don't disagree about what the issues are. They agree that the issue is chatzitza, the issue is the water that becomes tameh on the ring, but the Ramah says, even if you really solve the chatzitza problem, I still don't like it. Even if it's loose, I don't like it. So it sounds like if you're an Ashkenazic Jew, you're a little more concerned about this kind of chatzitza issue, even when you're pretty convinced you got around the chatzitza issue. It seems to me, lechatchila, if you don't have a realistic concern that you're going to lose it, lechatchila, you shouldn't rely on any of these kulas. You should put the ring. I've seen a lot of women will put the diamond ring in their mouth while they do the just hold it between their lips while they, you're not going to forget it there, right? So while they do the wash, and then they'll put it on. So that seems to me to be a reasonable etza. Obviously, if you have a million rings, so then you have then you're not going to be able to hold it in your mouth. You have a mouthful of rings, but then you're probably not going to forget it. You'll see the giant pile next to the sink. Okay.